Hello, fellow tech enthusiasts. I'm the AI expert who can distinguish her microchips with ease.
And I'm the chap whose concept of a microchip is the minuscule remnants at the base of a packet of crisps.
Laughs. Oh, you're quite the jester. And you're not alone in that sentiment. But my goodness, Google and Intel seem to be engaged in a relentless game of one-upmanship with their constant stream of new chips. It's as if they're running a tech bakery with chips popping out like freshly baked goods.
Absolutely spot on. And on the topic of emerging technologies, OpenAI and Meta are on the verge of introducing their latest AI marvels, GPT-5, and something intriguingly named Llama 3. Quite an amusing choice, isn't it? I mean, who wouldn't place their trust in a llama, right?
Quite right indeed. Llamas are rather endearing creatures. However, let's shift our focus from the animal kingdom to the complex world of politics. Our colleague Adam Schiff is certainly causing a stir, endeavoring to compel AI companies to disclose the details of copyrighted material utilized in training their AI models.
And amidst all this, Microsoft makes a staggering $2.9 billion investment in AI data centers in Japan. That's quite a hefty sum, isn't it? Quite a different kind of chips they're dealing with. Not the ones you'd find in a bag of crisps, I dare say.
Laughs. Quite right indeed. Let's not forget to acknowledge the remarkable achievements of our AI startups. They're not just surviving, they're truly making waves. This year's enterprise tech list is abuzz with their presence, signaling a significant shift towards generative AI technologies.
Brace yourselves, ladies and gents, for we're about to embark on a thrilling journey through the vast expanse of technology. Are you prepared to plunge headlong into this boundless sea of innovation? Let's venture forth.
Ah, you're our resident tech whiz. Have you caught wind of the latest developments from OpenAI and Meta?
Absolutely splendid. It's akin to the tech world's rendition of Christmas. OpenAI and Meta are on the brink of unveiling their latest colossal language models. The Financial Times has broken the news, and it's creating quite a stir.
Sounds absolutely thrilling. Could you kindly elucidate the details for our eager audience?
Absolutely. Meta is all set to unveil Llama 3 in the next month. They're planning to introduce it in various sizes for different applications and devices in the upcoming months. It's essentially a versatile, one-size-fits-all AI model.
Quite intriguing. And what's the lowdown on OpenAI, old chap?
Ah, OpenAI is keeping their cards close to their chest, aren't they? They've dropped a hint that their next model, likely to be GPT-5, will be making an appearance soon. Brad Lightcap, OpenAI's COO, has been quite vocal about it, stating that the upcoming GPT model will be a game changer in handling complex tasks and reasoning.
Quite the tantalizing tidbit. I've caught wind of murmurs suggesting that OpenAI may be poised to unveil GPT-5 around the mid-year, possibly in the summer. Any substance to these rumors?
Quite the buzz, isn't it? And here's a rather intriguing morsel for you. An unnamed CEO has described GPT-5 as exceedingly impressive, a substantial leap beyond GPT-4.
That's quite a bold assertion. Pray, do enlighten us on the distinctive selling point of Llama 3, won't you?
Imagine this. Llama 3 is set to be seamlessly integrated into Meta's range of products, including WhatsApp and their innovative Ray-Ban smart glasses. Just picture it. The Llama 3 AI assistant embedded in the glasses could effortlessly assist users in repairing a malfunctioning device using its built-in cameras. It's akin to having a personal assistant right there in your spectacles.
Absolutely astounding. It's as if we've stepped right into the pages of a futuristic novel.
It certainly gives that impression. Joelle Pinault, Meta's VP of AI research, has emphasized the company's commitment to developing models that not only engage in conversation, but also possess the ability to reason, plan, and remember. It's almost as if these AI models are evolving to be more human-like, wouldn't you agree?
It's an exhilarating era to be alive, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely spot on. I'm positively eager to witness the groundbreaking advancements these AI models will bring to the forefront.
Yeah. Have you caught wind of the latest tech showdown between Google and Intel, my dear tech aficionado?
Indeed. It's akin to a technological clash of the titans. Google has recently introduced its inaugural custom ARM-based CPU for data centers, christened Axion. It's already demonstrating its prowess by fueling services such as YouTube ads in the Google Cloud.
Absolutely riveting. And for our esteemed audience members who may not be as well-versed in the intricacies of technology, could you kindly elucidate why this development is causing such a stir?
Absolutely. In layman's terms, this cutting-edge chip is akin to the brain of a computer. Its primary function is to swiftly and efficiently process vast amounts of data, a critical requirement for platforms like YouTube that manage colossal data loads.
Marvelous explanation, my dear fellow. Now do enlighten us on the latest from Intel, if you would be so kind.
Ah, but Intel is not one to shy away from the challenge. They've unveiled their latest creation, the AI chip Gaudi 3, poised to rival NVIDIA. This chip acts as a personal trainer for AI models, aiding them in achieving peak performance and running AI software with utmost efficiency.
Ah, so it's akin to a technological showdown, a battle of wits in the realm of silicon and circuits, wouldn't you say?
Indeed. The stakes are truly remarkable. The market for these AI accelerator chips in data centers is forecasted to exceed a staggering $130 billion by 2032. Quite a substantial figure, wouldn't you agree? A plethora of zeros, to say the least.
Remarkable. It's akin to a modern-day technological gold rush, isn't it?
Quite right, old chap. It's a riveting race to the summit, and it shall be quite intriguing to witness who emerges victorious. And for our esteemed listeners, rest assured that we shall keep you abreast of this captivating tech showdown. Stay tuned, won't you?
And Torcio. Quite the roller coaster, isn't it? Speaking of thrilling developments, have you caught wind of the latest bill introduced by U.S. Rep. Adam Schiff? It's certainly making waves in the political arena.
Ah, you're referring to the one concerning AI companies and copyrights. Indeed, I've caught wind of it. It's quite a paradigm shift, wouldn't you say? Reminiscent of the introduction of the forward pass in football.
Indeed. Enter the Generative AI Copyright Disclosure Act. It mandates that AI companies divulge the copyrighted works they utilize to train their models. Failure to comply could result in hefty fines. This regulation applies to both new and existing AI models. It's akin to an intellectual challenge with far-reaching consequences, wouldn't you agree?
Quite intriguing, isn't it? So, they're required to disclose this information to the copyright register before rolling out new models, correct? And they must also provide URLs for any publicly available works. It's akin to compiling a bibliography for AI, wouldn't you say?
Quite right, my astute companion. The copyright register would then proceed to curate a public online repository housing all this invaluable information. It's akin to a grand library dedicated to the copyrights of AI, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, a shrewd maneuver. It encourages ingenuity while safeguarding the rights of creators. It's akin to extending a courteous notification when their creations are utilized in AI training datasets. A thoughtful gesture from the future, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, and the support for the bill is quite widespread. Major entertainment organizations and unions such as the Recording Industry Association of America, Professional Photographers of America, Writers Guild of America, and SAG-AFTRA are all backing this initiative. It's reminiscent of the Avengers assembling in the entertainment industry, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely splendid observation. It appears that this bill is poised to stir up quite the commotion in the AI realm. It's akin to the dawning of a new era in the world of AI, wouldn't you agree?
It's a captivating confluence of technology, law, and creativity, isn't it? Let's keep a keen eye on how this unfolds. And to our esteemed listeners, rest assured that we shall keep you informed on this exhilarating journey. You're always abreast of the latest in the tech world. Have you caught wind of Microsoft's recent foray into the realm of AI?
You're referring to their ambitious scheme to invest a staggering $2.9 billion in AI data centers in Japan by 2025? Yes, I'm well acquainted with that. It marks their most substantial investment in the country to date.
Absolutely spot on. It's not merely a matter of bolstering their cloud and AI infrastructure. They've also got their sights set on training 3 million individuals in AI and establishing a cutting-edge research laboratory right in the heart of Tokyo.
Absolutely. And their ambitions don't end there. They're set to integrate advanced AI semiconductors into two existing data centers in Japan. Moreover, the Tokyo AI and Robotics Lab will be backing research projects valued at nearly $10 million over the course of 5 years.
Goodness, that's an impressive sum of zeros. And I've heard they're joining forces with the Japanese government to fortify cybersecurity. Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely remarkable, isn't it? Microsoft's move is nothing short of monumental, and it's not just them. Last autumn, they revealed a staggering $3.2 billion investment in UK AI data centers. Meanwhile, Google is in the process of constructing a $1 billion data center near London. Let's not forget Amazon's cloud unit, which is making substantial investments, with $10 billion allocated to two data centers in Mississippi and an additional $5.3 billion in Saudi Arabia. Quite the grand strategic maneuvers, wouldn't you say?
It's akin to a high-stakes game of technological monopoly, wouldn't you agree? All these colossal tech titans acquiring properties and pouring in billions.
Ha ha! Quite the astute observation. It's indeed a high-stakes game, reflective of the escalating significance of AI and data centers in our ever-evolving digital realm, wouldn't you say?
Indeed. For our esteemed listeners who may be curious, AI, or artificial intelligence, embodies the emulation of human intelligence processes by machines, particularly computer systems. As for data centers, they serve as facilities designed to accommodate computer systems and their associated components.
Absolutely spot on. These investments by tech giants aren't solely about lining their pockets. They're also geared towards propelling technological advancements, fortifying cybersecurity, and generating employment opportunities. It's a splendid win-win scenario for all involved, wouldn't you agree?
Marvelous! That concludes today's riveting tech update. Do stay tuned for more exhilarating news from the world of technology. You know, we're always discussing the ascent of AI, aren't we? Well, would you care to hazard a guess at what's causing a stir on this year's enterprise tech list?
Let me venture a guess, my dear. Could it perchance be another cryptocurrency making waves, or might it be the debut of a fresh social media platform captivating the masses?
AI startups are the talk of the town this year, stealing the limelight on the enterprise tech list. Compiled by the esteemed VC firm Wing and reported by Axios, it's akin to the Oscars of the tech world. Keep a keen eye on these companies, ladies and gentlemen, for they are ones to watch.
Fascinating. Pray do enlighten us on the prominent contenders gracing this year's enterprise tech list.
The illustrious names gracing this year's enterprise tech list. OpenAI and Anthropic are the prominent figures, accompanied by the earlier stage contenders such as Perplexity, 11 Labs, Hugging Face, Modal Labs, Brain Trust, and a few others. Quite the impressive lineup, wouldn't you say?
Quite an impressive lineup, I must say. And what might be the prevailing trend in the tech world this year?
It's all about the rise of generative AI-native companies, you see. These are firms with fundamental principles rooted in LLMs and foundational models. They constitute a substantial 40% of this year's cohort, a remarkable leap from a mere 3% just last year.
Quite the quantum leap, wouldn't you say? And what of the generative AI launch companies?
Quite the intriguing inquiry. Another 13% are comprised of what we call generative AI launch companies. These are the enterprises that have recently unveiled significant new generative AI features or products. It's as if they're the fresh faces in the neighborhood, but with a delightful technological twist.
Indeed, one could aptly describe AI as the new black in the ever-evolving realm of technology. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed. Here's an interesting tidbit. Nearly half of this year's founders hail from major tech players such as Google, Meta, Microsoft, and OpenAI. And would you believe it? A staggering 29% of them have ties to Google alone.
Indeed, it's an impressive concentration of intellectual firepower emanating from Google. It's akin to the tech industry's rendition of Hollywood, where everyone aspires to bask in the limelight.
Absolutely spot on. So, ladies and gentlemen, do keep a keen eye on these AI startups. They're not merely changing the game, they're rewriting the rules. And do recall, you heard it here first.